The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Real Recognition Radio, a program designed to promote a positive work environment. Your hosts are Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown. In this hour, you will be motivated to motivate, increase morale, productivity, loyalty, and reduce turnover. Learn how some companies get it while others don't. Now, here are your hosts, Roy and Max.
Welcome to Real Recognition Radio, the show that's all about building relationships, inspiring greatness, and creating a workplace where people can thrive. I'm Roy Saunderson, along with my friend and colleague Max Brown, and we're from the Real Recognition Institute. So how's it going there, Max?
Roy, I'm anxious about a show like this. We got a rough crowd on the show today.
Oh, I know. We've got three amigos here today.
I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to introduce our guests, who are Steve Richardson, Gord Green, and Stephen Green. And for our listening audience, our two Greens are not related, but certainly worked well together. Let me introduce each one of them for us. Gord Green is our Chief Strategy Officer at Rideau Recognition Solutions and is responsible for leading Rideau's business development strategy and sales efforts. Gord has reinforced Rideau's position as the leading recognition technologies and solution organization. He is a leading recognition consultant and program strategist and has been helping organizations develop effective recognition solutions for more than 30 years now. Gord regularly writes articles and speaks at conferences about the link between strategic recognition solutions and their proven return on investment due to better performance management, which increases employee productivity and employee retention. Welcome, Gord.
Thank you. Thank you, Roy. Max.
We also have Steve Richardson, and Steve manages the employee recognition efforts for one of Canada's largest companies, RBC Royal Bank. And since 1992, he's crafted and overseen various programs encompassing employee engagement, employee incentives, and recognition, along with managerial coaching for more than 75,000 employees. He also produces one of the largest employee recognition conventions each year for almost 2,000 RBC Worldwide employees and their guests. Steve is a member of the Recognition Professionals International Board of Directors, a past recipient of the Pamela Sabin RPI Recognition Champion Award, and a past president of RPI. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Roy. Great to be here.
And last, we have Stephen Green, who's the founder of Pollstream, now known as Tembo Social, a leading provider of interactive engagement and community-building solutions. Stephen has become a valuable resource to key decision-makers as they explore the growing field of online dialogue and social media. With clients such as the U.S. Navy, TD Bank, eBay, and Best Buy, Stephen continues to grow Pollstream's reputation as an innovator of online solutions designed to segment, engage, and inform. Welcome, Stephen.
That's great. Thanks very much, Roy and Max. Glad to be here.
Absolutely.
Well, Gord, we're going to start off with you here. I'm just going to kind of just head off here and say, you know, what are the challenges for creating a genuine recognition culture in the workplace today?
Well, Roy, that's a great question, one that I'm asked frequently. In fact, I hear this term, recognition culture. We want to build a recognition culture in our organization. And I even think that that question shows some sort of a very soft side or HR side to look at in an organization. Really what people want to or should be wanting to do is build their culture, which is going to be unique to their organization. But it should be a culture that's infused with recognition, appreciation, showing value to your employees, generally speaking. Every organization today has, whether they've articulated or not, they have certain values. and they're usually built on a values-based culture, whether they're attaining it or not. It's something they want to attain to. So recognition is really a vehicle for companies to get to where they want to go culturally. It's a way of showing appreciation in a genuine and hopefully true and honest sense for not only what people contribute to that, the goals of the organization and to the culture of the organization, but for who they are. One of the biggest challenges, of course, is when people onboard employees and or going out to recruit from the marketplace, they really realize that they want a certain employee's or potential employee's skills and competencies. But when you hire them, you're hiring the whole person. When
right.
they get in the company, but when they get in the company, we want to just recognize them for what they do, not always for who they are. So
good point.
If I put it down to three quick challenges, I think one that people battle often is the successfulness of recognition. That means the recognition actually works. But where the challenge is that because whatever we recognize gets repeated, sometimes companies aren't well articulated in what they want to recognize, and so they actually recognize the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
So aligning that and tethering recognition to the organization values is key. Secondly, I'd say that in organizations that want to really use recognition as an effective tool, one of the problems is that they fear there's going to be too much participation. That's again an urban myth that there's too much participation. When people launch recognition initiatives or start to promote that within their organizations, the fact is often participation is low. And getting people to participate and to own recognition, the ability to give recognition personally, is harder than what companies think. And it's really not just the boss's job to do recognition, not just management's job. It's up to every individual, but it starts with the management giving permission to people, a real explicit permission that it's okay, employees, if you go out and look around and see people, look and watch and see when people are acting in alignment to our values, doing something great in our organization, it's okay, you have permission to recognize them. And ironically, that's often lacking. But then so is the third point I would make is that leadership and managerial buy-in is key. That true leaders, and you've had many of them on the show here, have spoken about recognition, the way they utilize recognition almost naturally, because leaders lead by example. And if you can get your top leadership to understand the value of people, once they understand the value of their people, they'll want to thank them, show appreciation to them. When they're actively doing that, people will learn recognition behaviorally. It's an acquired experience of learning. When people get recognized, they have a tendency to explode with recognition within an organization. That's how culture is really built, I think.
So with our focus on social recognition today, Gord, what are the benefits of utilizing social media in the realm of employee recognition?
Social media is something that is not confined to the workplace, of course. It is exploding everywhere. We've heard the grand stats that things like Facebook, for example, if it were a country, it'd be the third largest in the world, that it has, I believe, somewhere around 850 million people are on Facebook. That's enormous. A great stat I heard recently was that every day on Facebook, you know, the little like button, well, there's 2.7 billion, that's a B, billion people click like per day. So this in our culture so much, and we're using social media in various ways to connect with friends, family, that it's a natural fit within an organization, not just for an organization to broadcast its message to the general public or its consumers, but also within social media tools like Facebook, Twitter, are known to not just the younger generation, but boomers as well are picking that up and understanding. So in terms of a vehicle, it becomes a very appropriate vehicle, I think, within an organization to use effectively.
That's great. That's great. So where does social recognition fit in to a well-thought-out recognition strategy? What's the kind of alignment with maybe the other programs that are going on?
Well, I think that in the same way that you asked for challenges, and one of the challenges is getting people to own it and people, the masses, to participate in recognition in order to bring that culture. You know, if you look at every recognition strategy and all the various programs or initiatives in an organization, similar to a pyramid, certainly at the top you've got your formal big recognition moments for people where executives are involved. It might be a gala. You know, those things that are pretty important, but very few people actually get touched with that. Those are the biggest.
Right.
You've got a lot of the informal things that happen within the organization, which is great and progresses towards that. But the key element of the base of the pyramid, that's where you need lots of that day-to-day recognition that's happening multiple times. That's where social media can be really directed, confined, and used for recognition purposes. I think it's just an explosive opportunity for companies to get people talking, get them communicating, get them saying thank you and showing appreciation of one another in a media that we're all very comfortable with.
So it pays off to have a lot of likes.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's great. Now, obviously, some organizations are going to have a little bit of angst about bringing in kind of a social media kind of platform. How can they best address that kind of anxiety, if you will, toward social recognition?
I don't seem to know many companies, Roy, that have a little bit of angst about social media. I know the ones that seem to have a lot of angst about social media. This is a huge topic for a lot of companies while they're trying to develop their external exposure to social media. Internally, they're very concerned. They're concerned for things like, I don't want my employees sitting there on Facebook all day. I don't want my key corporate secrets being exposed to the world. Those are very valid concerns. The legal industry is looking at some of these very seriously. So it's put a real stigma on social media when it comes to areas like recognition. But when we understand that social media is just a platform, it's just a medium, and that we use that medium wisely, put the right restrictions around it. As a medium, it's very key to getting the message out. You know, people are worried about employees using Facebook, and there's some controversy whether that should be access to Facebook should be allowed. But anyone today that has a mobile device in their pocket, a smartphone of some respect, already is connected to all the social media they have, unless you're going to have employees checking their phones at the door when they come to work. That's not going to happen. But the key is to make sure that there's the appropriate principles around any social recognition. And I call it social recognition, or it's a term that's being developed in the marketplace, because it's really using that day-to-day, frequent, unlimited peer-to-peer recognition, but using it through an avenue or through a medium of social technology.
Wonderful. Gord, you've given us a good opening here to the whole topic of social recognition, and we'll explore this topic further with our other guests, Steve and Stephen, in our next segments. So it's time for us to take a short break, and for our listeners, just a reminder, I'm Roy Saunderson, along with my colleague Max Brown. And our guests today, Steve Richardson, Gordon Green, and Stephen Green. And you're listening to Reed Our Recognition Radio on the Voice America Business Channel. Please stay tuned for more. Come back real soon.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
The next generation of employees is more sophisticated about recognition. They want to make a difference to their organizations, to their environment, and to their world. Rideau offers a full suite of recognition and reward solutions tailored to meet our clients' needs strategically, technologically, and globally. Rideau's clients are Intel, RBC Financial, Boeing, and Liberty Mutual. Together, Rideau and our clients create better workplaces, better businesses, and ultimately, a better world. Become a Rideau client. Find us at rideau.com. Rideau is the proud sponsor of Real Recognition Radio.
How do you become one of the best companies to work for? By appreciating people for who they are and recognizing them for what they do. That's real recognition. 82% of employees say that recognition or praise they receive at work motivates them to improve their performance. And companies who recognize their people outperform companies that don't by 30 to 40%. Those are real results. Become one of the best companies to work for. The Recognition Management Institute can help you get the results you need. For more information, visit realrecognition.com. That's realrecognition.com.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Real Recognition Radio with Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown. This is what recognition is all about: getting real results in the workplace through meaningful recognition solutions. Now, let's get back to the program. Here are Roy and Max.
Welcome back to Rideau Recognition Radio with Roy Saunderson and myself, Max Brown. And, of course, our guests today, Steve Richardson, Gord Green, and Stephen Green. And as we introduced them all earlier, experts and doing lots of stuff in the recognition space and in their own spaces as well. I love having this panel, if you will. And while we're taking different segments for each of you, in a moment we'll bring you all on. And, of course, we won't be able to fit everything, but I do find this topic fascinating. In fact, in social media today, I've just been watching some of my friends in Twitter, and they've hosted some, even as late as yesterday, a social HR camp for HR managers to get together and to discuss how social media can play a role in making their workplace better, and more importantly, how it can humanize the workplace. So this is a timely subject, and Stephen, I want to get your opinion on this. For the benefit of our listeners, what is your take on social recognition? What is it really, and how does it humanize us?
Well, social recognition is peer-to-peer recognition plus social media is social recognition. So engagement is the organizational holy grail. With it, everything else, including motivation and progress, it all falls into place. It's what the companies that we all work for are striving for, and really we struggle with most. So when we look at social recognition, you can think of it as the transition tool for today's knowledge workers.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be clear, social media is the tool. Social recognition is the way we connect, and we capture the repeatable behaviors that make a positive impact on the coworker and the customer experience. And when these stories are shared, they create trust, teamwork, and a higher level of engagement. And the best part of social recognition is that the stories, when they're shared, they become public. And they infuse the internet with these stories of success and achievement that are happening all around us, but we're not necessarily visible to, even though we work at that company. So they become introduced as ideas of behaviors that employees could read these stories and say, wow, it's great to see that my colleague got recognized for having done something great, but actually that behavior that they're talking about is something that I could do tomorrow when I come in and I interact with my coworkers or with the customer. So you end up infusing the internet with these stories, you end up sharing these stories, and you end up shaping the company culture. And that's really how you win, you know, you win the hearts and mind of your employees at the end of the day.
Well, I love your distinction, and I love the distinction that I think and needs to be clearer in our industry for sure, that the social media is a tool and that the social recognition is just the appreciation now being captured in an online format where we can appreciate and see the stories and see all the good stuff, as you just said.
That's right. At the foundation, social media does not change the inherent human behavior, where people share information through social media because people are conditioned to want to share information anyway. It just so happens that we have this new online tool which allows people to do it. But people are motivated to share the things they see each day that they think are worth celebrating. People share because they want to help their coworker to share ideas to make their job easier. People want to celebrate things that really define the organization they work for as being a great place to work, because you want to feel like you have a purpose in your day every time you show up at the office for your 8 or 9 hours that you spend there. So it is natural for people to want to share, and then the social tools allow people to share information easier and to have that information distributed to a wider audience.
Stephen, what do you say to a client who might be listening right now or a listener who's saying, gosh, I appreciate that we do like to share. He goes, but I'm concerned my people will do this like they do Facebook, and we've banned Facebook in our office. So what do you say to that? What is social recognition? How does it distinguish itself perhaps from some of these preconceived notions that people might have?
That's right. Okay, so let's talk about what social recognition is not.
Mm-hmm.
Social recognition is not a public forum beyond your employees. So when we talk about public recognition, we're talking about public within your intranet, available mm-hmm. only to your employees. It's not another type of Facebook or a LinkedIn at work. It's not a place where people are going to spend their day trolling through every post that everyone else has shared. It's a purposeful program where employees understand, this is a place where I go to recognize the behaviors that I see each day, again, that I think really reinforce the behaviors that make this company the type of place I want to work at. So people use it to go and share a story. Maybe that's 5 minutes of their day. And people also, we find out from a lot of our clients, they go there when maybe they're having a tough day, maybe not feeling like they're making a difference that day. They'll go and they'll look at stories that other people have written about them because it's all browsable and searchable, and they say, hey, you know what? People do recognize and appreciate the work I do. Or they'll go and they'll read stories about other contributions in the company just to find a way to get themselves motivated again for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the last part, it's a place to browse and share stories, but with a purpose. It's a program.
Yeah, and I know you have some clients that are doing this now. Give us an idea of how they're leveraging that and why that's to their benefit. We know there's a positive aspect, you know, by reading the story and that has a good vibe around it, but you're getting some tremendous volume from some of your clients, and I think that they've found some benefits to this that they might not have thought of otherwise.
Absolutely. We have a program running with TD Bank, and they've had this program running since 2009. It's the longest running social recognition program in the world. And they have about 50,000 employees who are on this program now. And they wanted to find out how could they capture all of the stories that happen each day that are wow moments. These are wow moments of what are we doing each day to really impress our customers, to make them feel like they've made the right decision in being a TD customer. So these stories were being told into a black box environment where they would be submitted, and the stories would be reviewed by a group of panelists, and then some stories would pop out the other side and be celebrated. And earlier on, Gord had mentioned a really important theme. He had talked about the whole person, and that's a very important topic to us. So when you have an employee who comes in from their home into the workplace and they're a frontline employee, sometimes we don't recognize them for the whole person they are. We don't say, hey, you know, they're seeing things each day that they may want to recognize that are very, very important behaviors they're identifying that really impress our customers. So TD implemented the program to capture that type of behavior, because you have to remember, these people, when they leave work and they go home at the end of the day, they're parents, they're coaches of their baseball team, they're providing feedback and recognition all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the workplace, what's a vehicle that they could leverage to capture and share all the stories that employees do in the frontline level, senior levels, that really make a difference on the customer experience?
So please go ahead. I know you have a thought there.
It's a very strategic program.
Yeah. There's a bigger purpose to it, which is interesting to me. And I'm reflecting as you were talking about that, about a guest we had on earlier, Charlene Lee, who writes about open mm-hmm. leadership. And the fact that, you know, social media is not going away. This experience, you either embrace it or you'll suffer from not embracing it because the cultures are being driven. In fact, there's some powerful culture that can be driven from using this the right way.
That's right. Charlene's fantastic, and your interview with her was fantastic as well. So everything she says, I agree with.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun for sure. So if you're talking to a listener today who says, okay, I get it. We know social media is here, but let's be honest, we're trying to get over the hurdles of acceptance in our company because we're quite conservative in what we're trying to do. And maybe this is going to be like a huge implementation that will take years, and quite frankly, that's not in my career's best interest because I only get 2 years at this job. What do you say to that? Are they miscalculating perhaps how complicated or how little work it does take to actually get this going?
Yeah, I think it's like everything in life. You know, it's new and it's different and it's unknown for people who haven't done it before. And as a result, people get anxious about things that they're not familiar with. So, you know, there's definitely a nurturing process to educate clients on what social recognition is, how it really adds value and meaning to today's knowledge worker, and how it can add to and enhance your recognition program, and it doesn't have to supplant it. So you don't have to throw out everything that you've done before to introduce social recognition. It can coexist very, very nicely. And I know that after me, you're going to be speaking to Steve Richardson, and I think that Steve is really going to be able to shine some light on how an organization went from, you know, being cautious and concerned about introducing a tool like this to actually having a firsthand experience and realizing that it added value.
You bet. That's a good point. And that's why I love this show, because all the expertise that all three of you bring to this and how Gord frames it, you bring in this solid piece around the purpose behind it. And then for Steve, in a moment, like you just said, we'll talk to us more about how they embrace this and why it's making what they do better.
Absolutely.
I like it a lot. So how do we get there? Well, from your experience with supporting organizations with social recognition, what has been one of the biggest surprises that you've experienced from all this?
The biggest surprise for us is discovering how people have used the program in ways that we hadn't expected when we first designed it. So our purpose was to provide a purposeful program for people to recognize the behaviors that people see each day, share them into a public, browsable, searchable forum, turn those successes and achievements into a business asset. And all of those we've really had some fantastic success with. But then we found that at client sites that suddenly managers said, wow, you know what, this makes my life so much easier as a manager, because when I get together with my staff to have a team huddle, you know, sometimes I'm at a loss of what I can train them on or share information of how they can do their job better. Because again, managers are busy, they're only seeing what they see each day. So we find that managers report that they go into the Hive, into the social media program, and they can do a search for a story on innovation or on customer satisfaction or community leadership. And they can find a story that a lot of other people have liked and commented on. They can print that off, and then when they sit down for their team huddle, they feel very prepared to share a really great value-add inspirational story about what their employees can do that day to, you know, get off on the right foot.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff, Stephen. And I appreciate this conversation. We have to take a quick break. But when we come back, as you helped us frame very well, we'll be joining, we'll have Steve Richardson joining us and talking about the RBC program and how this integrates so well with what you and Gord have already shared with us. Please stay with us. We're going to take a deeper dive in this on social recognition. For Rideau Recognition Radio, this is Max Brown, and of course, my colleague and friend Roy Saunderson. We'll all be right back.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Relationships are the core of great businesses. Your employees are critical to the success of your business. Rideau helps you build positive relationships with your people. Rideau helps you inspire greatness in your people. We do it through the power of recognition and rewards. Rideau's clients are Intel, RBC Financial, Boeing, and Liberty Mutual. We're committed to our clients and our people. Together, Rideau and our clients create better workplaces, better businesses, and ultimately, a better world. Become a Rideau client. Find us at rideau.com. Rideau is the proud sponsor of Real Recognition Radio.
How do you become one of the best companies to work for? By appreciating people for who they are and recognizing them for what they do. That's real recognition. 82% of employees say that recognition or praise they receive at work motivates them to improve their performance. And companies who recognize their people outperform companies that don't by 30 to 40%. Those are real results. Become one of the best companies to work for. The Recognition Management Institute can help you get the results you need. For more information, visit realrecognition.com. That's realrecognition.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Real Recognition Radio with Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown. This is what recognition is all about, getting real results in the workplace through meaningful recognition solutions. Now, let's get back to the program. Here are Roy and Max.
Welcome back to Real Recognition Radio. I'm Roy Saunderson and Max Brown. Our guests today, Steve Richardson, Gord Green, and Stephen Green. And we're going to take this segment and explore a little further what it's like to put things into practice with Steve Richardson from RBC. And Steve, you know, as a manager of recognition at RBC, I need to be candid with our listeners. What was your first reaction to this whole social recognition piece and trying to bring this into the bank?
Well, it took a while, Roy, and I guess I was the main stumbling block. When you sit as a consumer, wherever we're sitting these days, and you look at not only social media but media in general and corporate life, and you mesh it all together. When I first heard about social recognition and what it could do for us, I guess I was a little bit nervous, to put it mildly, about, okay, how do we filter this? How do we see everything that's going up? And of course, the answer is you can't. And that was the natural tendency to be a little nervous, because when you're used to in a corporate environment, especially in a communication environment even, you usually control everything that is put up for people to read.
Right.
Of course, in this case, that's not the case, and that was, you know, that's why it took a while, certainly on our front, to you know, consider what we were doing, how it was going to be viewed, the nature that it is, pretty much open market, and as I say, it took a while for us to warm up. It wasn't the fact that we didn't understand the concept, as both Stephen and Gord have explained. It was more the fact that, hey, we're losing control in a corporate sense, and that didn't feel right for a while.
Okay, so what changed your mind, and how would you recommend for our listeners who are exploring the idea around social recognition to kind of educate everyone on how to use social recognition?
Well, it changed our mind. I guess it would be more along the lines of best practices, talking to some early adopters. Stephen actually touched on an important note, that it was internal only. It was not, an external website. This was only going to be our internal employees that would view it. So that, you know, that obviously gives you some comfort. So I think it was just a little bit of everything that kind of changed our mind, got us a little warmer to the concept. And as I say, we were certainly bought in from a concept standpoint. I think it was more talking to a few, and I guess, as Gord Green said off the top, it's in the environment we all live in now. So it's just something that all companies are dealing with. As far as, you know, educating managers on if they were going to include it, I think it's all of what I've just said. It's coming with, you know, when any time in a corporate environment, when you're pitching a new idea, you have to do your homework, whether it's, you know, financial homework or best practice homework or whatever. And I think that's what it is. I think most companies are struggling. There's no question. I know in our own company, we've come out with social media guidelines for employees on Facebook, as they use Facebook and other social media. And I know almost every company is coming out with some sort of guidelines. So, you know, I think it's once you put everything in together and you have your, you know, your guidelines that you're comfortable with, but also looking around and seeing that this is actually a tool, as Stephen mentioned, that can lead to hopefully higher engagement with your employees, then it basically becomes somewhat of a no-brainer once you launch it.
Gotcha. Now, was that also a stretch for senior leaders, or was all that early preparation conceptually, the whole best practice, the guidelines, did that alleviate senior leadership anxiety around this?
Exactly. You know, we did make sure our senior leaders were well aware of what we were doing and how we were doing it. But part and parcel, it did come at a time when we were, as a company, at least at our company, looking at social media guidelines. So the timing was right, I guess, is a good way to say it. But it was interesting, even as recently as this week, I was in a meeting with a very senior leader here who asked about how he gets involved in this. And that was very refreshing. That was, you know, not prompted, and very refreshing. And I was, more, of course, more than happy to help. And so I think it's just a natural progression that a lot of senior leaders understand. This is alive and well in our workplaces, and how do we make the best of it?
All right, so the decision was made to proceed with social recognition. Steve, share with us what happened when RBC actually implemented what you call the Instant Thanks social recognition program.
Well, we launched it at a time which I'll call our busiest time of the year, and it just kind of was a perfect storm. Everything came together at once, and we made a decision that we could delay the launch, but we also thought, well, why delay it? It's ready to go, and some of our employees had heard about it, and so we decided to go. The interesting part of launching it was that it was not a traditional launch. Because we were a little tied up with other initiatives that we were implementing at that time, we did not have a lot of time to do what we'll call traditional launch, which means, you know, whether it's newsletters or emails or intranet sites or whatever, the way corporate entities communicate things, we really didn't have time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So all we ended up doing was launching the program, letting our main constituents know at a very high level, and putting it on our employee recognition site. And that was it. And literally that was all done within about a half hour time frame. The amazing part, and of course you're going to then ask what was the success of it, was that it was just that, a success. Basically, with really no communication, and we've been up and running 8 or 9 months now, and we've only done a little bit more because the lift has been natural, I'll call it. Employees hear about it, they give it a go, it's nice and simple to use. To the elements that Gord talked about off the top, the recognition feeling was there. It was instant. People could build on it, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a very natural progression as we launched to the point where we're running thousands as you termed it, our Instant Thanks program. We are running thousands of those every week, and it's just been quite an interesting learning, even for us, in how you launch programs, that sometimes you don't need to spend, you know, incredible amounts of dollars and lots of various ways. Sometimes the simple way, if it's a successful program, is just get it out there and let people start using it.
Gotcha. So we've got it going live. Employees are using it. Any kind of sense of the reaction that you can give for both employees receiving, obviously, social recognition, but also in using it? What have been some of the comments that you've had?
All positive. It sounds hokey, but it's true. I think people, it's a natural step for most people who are active in social media. It's an absolute natural step. So that was their first kind of comment, and numerous comments along that way. That it was easy to understand, easy to use, fast to use, which is, of course, key in corporate life these days. Everyone wants things nice, quick, and easy, and this was nice, quick, and easy. The interesting sideline for me was, as those of us in the recognition industry know, management and managers' tie-in and use of recognition is so crucial. And this is where we saw quite a bit of lift with a lot of our managers and even fairly senior managers who bought in early and would let us know in emails or in phone calls saying, this is great, it's saving me lots of time. I can go on and I can recognize, you know, various team members. Geography is not an issue. I can thank people across my country, around the globe if I want to. It just is such an easy way for me to use recognition. And that, to me, that was really the icing on the cake. When you hear management or managers talking like that, you know you've basically been a success and given them a tool that leads to not only helping them, but as we know, that recognition is tied into engagement. And that's, to me, the beauty of it, that we know we are contributing to the engagement of our employees.
Okay, so Gord has talked about all the likes that go on through social media and Stephen, you know, talked about how social recognition can capture these great stories and experiences. But from a corporate environment, has social recognition for RBC had an impact on performance, or has it just been a feel-good exercise?
Well, Roy, I'd love to sit here and say, you know, here's this study we just did, and I can, you know, we can prove that it has had a positive impact on our performance. And we're not there yet, to be frank. It's mm-hmm. something that I'm sure will come not only with us, others in the industry will start to look specifically at this. What I can comment on is that some of our early adopters in some of the regions internally have seen lifts in their employee engagement scores. So now the question, of course, will be, is this tied exactly to social recognition? The answer is probably no. Having said that, did it have an impact? The answer is probably yes. So, you know, no, we don't have hard numbers that we can present, and I don't believe anyone can at this stage. It's so new for all of us. But I believe in the next couple of years, we will start to see, you know, studies and things come out where people are proving the impact. So we firmly believe in it. We believe it does have an impact, and we believe it ties to employee engagement. And we're looking forward to even more use as we go forward.
Okay, this is great. You've been certainly groundbreaking with what you've done at RBC, and appreciate your sharing what you have there, Stephen.
Oh, you're welcome, Roy.
Well, it looks like we're going to take another quick intermission, but we invite you to come back for our final segment with all of our guests, Steve Richardson, Gord Green, and Stephen Green. For Rito Recognition Radio, I'm Roy Saunderson, and Max Brown reminding you to keep it real.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The next generation of employees is more sophisticated about recognition. They want to make a difference to their organizations, to their environment, and to their world. Rito offers a full suite of recognition and reward solutions tailored to meet our clients' needs strategically, technologically, and globally. Rideau's clients are Intel, RBC Financial, Boeing, and Liberty Mutual. Together, Rideau and our clients create better workplaces, better businesses, and ultimately, a better world. Become a Rideau client. Find us at rideau.com. Rideau is the proud sponsor of Real Recognition Radio.
How do you become one of the best companies to work for? By appreciating people for who they are and recognizing them for what they do. That's real recognition. 82% of employees say that recognition or praise they receive at work motivates them to improve their performance. And companies who recognize their people outperform companies that don't by 30 to 40%. Those are real results. Become one of the best companies to work for. The Recognition Management Institute can help you get the results you need. For more information, visit realrecognition.com. That's realrecognition.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Real Recognition Radio with Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown. This is what recognition is all about. Getting real results in the workplace through meaningful recognition solutions. Now, let's get back to the program. Here are Roy and Max.
Welcome back to Rideau Recognition Radio. Let's continue the conversation with Steve Richardson, Gord Green, and Stephen Green, all of our great guests today, and get a final couple pointers, if we can, on this social recognition, how it is impacting the workplace, and frankly, how it's changing the way people work. Stephen, we'll start with you. For someone seriously considering social recognition, what would you say are the 1, 2, 3 steps they need to keep in mind?
Okay, I'll nail these down to some pretty tight bullets. First one is you need to communicate that this is not going to displace whatever recognition program you have today. It can complement mm-hmm. it, and it can just add a social layer. The second one is to communicate the benefits of transforming recognition into a business asset. Everything that happens in the company should have a long tail. Mm-hmm. The third one is define a pilot program. Really what you want to do is you want to transition from planning once you have people understanding the purpose of the program, into program delivery with a minimum amount of resistance. Because if you never get it out there for people to see that the world won't fall apart, then you'll plan and plan and plan, and you'll never do.
Yeah, I appreciate those points, and what a great segue, because Steve, having just listened to what you talked about with Roy about RBC's social recognition program, I was so impressed to hear how you said it was all positive, and frankly, that it wasn't that hard to launch. So what have you learned, and maybe that you could share with our listeners in terms of a priority for starting their own social recognition initiative?
Well, I guess, Max, first of all, we talked about primarily internal programs, and obviously that raises the comfort level greatly, and I think that's the first thing to consider. You know, the other one that did, that kind of comes part and parcel with everything you do is management buy-in. You know, it was important for us, once we understood what we were doing and the impacts that we hopefully could deliver, is that we spread the word up the chain. And let our senior management understand what we were doing and how we were going to do it, and what the impacts were going to be, at least our hopeful impacts, especially as it relates to employee engagement. You know, employee engagement is such a good buzzword these days, and when you start talking that way, you do get a lot of attention usually, and we found that was a good tip. And then probably the other thing, which, you know, we did kind of quite loose, was the communication plan. You want employees to understand what exactly this is, very much like Stephen said and Gore touched on, what it is and what it isn't. This is an internal program. It's built on employee recognition. It's not something new per se. It's a new tool in the toolbox of recognition. And for me, those would be the important things to cover off as you're heading down this this trail of recognition, social recognition.
Well, I love that comment, and particularly in a way that, you know, we've all known and spent lots of money in this industry trying to do good recognition, and some of it's been, you know, not as effective as we had hoped, frankly. So if this is another way, as Stephen suggested, to create a longer tail, create bigger value for the recognition that we are doing, and get more effective in that spend, we have an opportunity. Gord, anything you can elaborate on that? What can companies and organizations expect by bringing social recognition in as part of their effort to appreciate employees?
Well, I think the first thing they're going to find is that there's an explosion of recognition activity. That, you know, I've never seen an engagement study that said that people were responding and saying, well, you know, we're giving too much recognition here. People are showing me too much appreciation. I'm going to leave. Recognition is one of those things we want lots of all the time. And so you're going to get an explosion of that kind of activity, but it's going to be really sincere and earnest because it's coming from peers. There's no managerial input necessarily to make it happen. We're seeing relations between 6 to 15 times more recognition happening in a social media environment than we are in regular peer-to-peer programs. But as Stephen Green said earlier, you're going to, amongst all that activity, come up with real gems, some remarkable stories of things happening in an organization, and it becomes a repository of these great hero-like stories that can be retold and build legend within a company, both internally and externally. And Steve Richardson also said, when you get that kind of touch points, that causes you to start moving towards having big data. And when you look at all the data of recognition, both qualitatively and quantitatively, that's happening in the organization, we know that it correlates to higher engagement scores and the kind of business outputs we all want. So it becomes a bit of a predictive mirror to that.
Yeah, it's an interesting piece, and it's certainly something that we shouldn't be ignoring to create a better workplace, particularly with these opportunities that we have now and these tools that we have in place. I want to make sure we have enough time for each of you to be able to maybe give a shout-out and how people can get in touch with you if they would like to do that in the future. And I know that might seem a bit overwhelming, but is there a place that people could go to get more information about you? Steve, we'll start with you at RBC. Anything you would like to do or where people should go?
Well, Max, I could give my corporate address, but that would be great for opening Visa cards and checking accounts. But why don't I give a shout out to Recognition Professionals International. Recognition.org is the URL. Off the top, I think most people heard I'm on the board there. So if they want to reach out to me personally, I'm listed there. But it also is a great resource for anyone who wants to get more information about the recognition in general and, of course, social recognition. So.
Yeah, I think that's a great reference point, so thank you for bringing that one up. Gord, how about yourself?
I can be reached, and I'm happy to dialogue about this, which is a passionate subject for me. I'm at gordgreen@rideau.com.
Perfect. R-I-D-E-A-U, rideau.com. And Stephen Green, how about yourself?
Yeah, you can reach me by email at Stephen, with a V, S-T-E-V-E-N, at tembosocial.com. But I also first would encourage people to visit the tembosocial.com site. We have a really great resources library that has some wonderful white papers on social recognition, which are free to download.
Yeah, perfect. A lot of information out there on how to do this right. The bottom line is, if we want to create a better workplace, we have to have an opportunity where people feel like what they do matters. And for me, that's a bigger conversation than simply saying even engagement, because now we're giving people something to look forward to. And forward to is a future tense. We're looking now towards thriving as opposed to just surviving. And that gets me really, really excited. I am grateful that all three of you would join us on the show today. So I want to say thank you to all of you.
Great. Thanks,
Max. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
It's been a real pleasure. And Roy and I, of course, welcome and encourage all the comments and suggestions from listeners. We encourage you to go to rideau.com/radio. That's rideau.com/radio. Give us your feedback and tell us why you listen to the show, and we'll give you a token of appreciation in return, of course. We always appreciate people for coming on, challenging us to be able to make this show better and better as well. And we look forward to doing this again next week. For Real Recognition Radio, for the Recognition Institute, again, you can visit us at rideau.com. And until next time, you can find Roy and I on Twitter, both very active. Just follow our names. That's Max Brown or Roy Saunderson. We're reminding you today to keep it real. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you again for tuning in Real Recognition Radio. Please join Roy Saunderson and Max Brown again next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel for more motivational tips to help your employees perform better. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Relationships are the core of great businesses. Your employees are critical to the success of your business. Rideau helps you build positive relationships with your people. Rideau helps you inspire greatness in your people. We do it through the power of recognition and rewards. Rideau's clients are Intel, RBC Financial, Boeing, and Liberty Mutual. We're committed to our clients and our people. Together, Rideau and our clients create better workplaces, better businesses, and ultimately, a better world. Become a Rideau client. Find us at rideau.com. Rideau is the proud sponsor of Real Recognition Radio.
How do you become one of the best companies to work for? By appreciating people for who they are and recognizing them for what they do. That's Real Recognition. 82% of employees say that recognition or praise they receive at work motivates them to improve their performance. And companies who recognize their people outperform companies that don't by 30 to 40%. Those are real results. Become one of the best companies to work for. The Recognition Management Institute can help you get the results you need. For more information, visit realrecognition.com. That's realrecognition.com.